Lesson 21, David and Jonathan. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father. 1 Samuel 19 and verse 4. Reading 1 Samuel chapter 18 to 20. Objective: to show us the basis of true and lasting friendship. To illustrate the evil of jealousy by looking at Saul's attitude to David, and to demonstrate how probation must go before exaltation. Background: having defeated Goliath and still carrying the head of the Philistine champion in his hand, David was taken to speak with Saul. The events of this lesson happen immediately after their conversation. David and Jonathan become lifelong friends. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Jonathan was deeply affected when David displayed such an absolute faith in God and his victory over Goliath. This was the same faith and courage that Jonathan himself had shown on an earlier occasion when he single-handedly attacked a Philistine garrison. The basis of this mutual trust and love of God formed one of the closest friendships in the Bible. The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. A short time later, Jonathan and David entered into a covenant of friendship. Jonathan gave David his royal robe, his armor, his sword, his special weapon of the bow, and his girdle. Though heir to the throne of Saul, he gave away those symbols of his right to the throne to David, recognizing him as the anointed king. Jonathan acknowledged that God had prepared a person greater than himself to rule the people, and showed no envy or jealousy to Yahweh's anointed. He esteemed the other better than himself. Saul's love for David turns to hate. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 through 11. With God's help, David went from strength to strength. Saul appointed David captain of his army. David was accepted by the army, the people, and Saul's servants. No one seemed resentful or jealous of him, and even Saul loved him greatly. As David came home with the victorious Israelites, the women of Israel came out to meet them, dancing and singing, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." Samuel had made it plain to Saul that Yahweh would rend the kingdom from him and give it to a neighbor better than he. The prophecies suddenly became more real. Saul put the words of Samuel together with the events before his eyes and came to a conclusion. What can he have more but the kingdom? For years, Saul had watched for the successor God said would come. Now he was more and more suspicious that it was David, the people's favorite. Saul watched David from that day onward. His love for David gradually began turning into hatred. As the thought that David would succeed him grew in his mind, Saul became more moody and tense. Saul quickly became very disturbed. As David played the harp to relieve Saul's depression, he suddenly lifted his javelin and hurled it at David, not once, but twice. Jealousy is an ungodly characteristic. Jealousy is the rage of a man, Proverbs 6 and verse 34. Jealousy is cruel as the grave, Song of Solomon 8 and verse 6. Jealousy is a result of discontentment, whereas godliness with contentment is great gain. Saul plots David's death. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 12 through 30. Regardless of these threats to his life, David remained loyal to the king and stayed in his court. David behaved himself wisely, and it was clear that Yahweh was with him and not with Saul. How could Saul get rid of David? Saul became so jealous of David that he made a plan whereby the Philistines would be David's executioners. The plan was to have David killed in battle. He offered David Merib, his oldest daughter, to be his wife on the condition that he be valiant and fight Yahweh's battles. When sent to the battlefield, David defeated the Philistines instead of being killed. However, when the time came for David to receive his reward, the marriage arrangement was dishonored. Then Saul discovered that his younger daughter, Michal, loved David. Saul again plotted David's death by telling him that he could marry Michal if he slew 100 Philistines. Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines, but David slew 200 Philistines and married Michal. Saul's hatred increased as even in the most difficult circumstances, David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was precious. Note the number of times in this chapter that David's wise and godly behavior is mentioned, which made him highly esteemed by the people, but was a cause of increasing fear in Saul. Saul became a victim of his own pride. He refused to accept the will and actions of God. He knew that God was with David, but would not grant him any respect or honor. Pride had blinded his eyes, and he was the victim of envy, anger, and fear. Jonathan pleads for David. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Saul revealed his feelings to Jonathan and to all his servants. They should kill David. Jonathan, as a true friend, immediately warned David. He needed an opportunity to reason with his father and to persuade him that his treatment of David was unfair. He spoke earnestly to his father of David's loyalty and faithfulness. Saul listened and made Jonathan a promise. As Yahweh liveth, he shall not be slain. Such an oath before God was binding, but Saul was not one to keep his word. So David returned to the court, and for a while, everything settled down. Principle for living, the value of true friendship. The Bible tells us that both Saul and Jonathan loved David. Saul's love, however, was shallow and selfish, and did not stand the test of trial. Saul loved David for what he could do for Saul. Saul loved David because of his soothing music and his courage and ability in battle. However, true friendships are those who like us for what we are and what we believe, not what we can do for them. Jonathan's love for David was far different from Saul's. He knew David would be the future king and was glad. He willingly stepped aside. The basis of true friendship is a common love for the things of God. It was this that broke down the barriers of age, wealth, and rank between Jonathan and David. He was a genuine friend who demonstrated the attitude Paul speaks of. Be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. As David found with Jonathan, true friends will not fail us in times of trouble. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Friends play a big part in our lives, and they can influence us for good or for evil. The friends we choose and the things that occupy our time should assist us to walk worthy before our God and not hinder our development as disciples of Christ. The wrong friendships can be bad for us. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. We should choose friends in the truth as our companions, and be able to say, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. David flees to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 8 to 24. Saul's hatred was becoming progressively worse. When David returned victorious from war, it was too much for the king. He again tried to kill David with his javelin, but David fled from his presence. David went to his home, but Michal advised him to leave immediately, and he escaped down through a window. After this, she hid an image in David's bed. Saul sent men to David's house to take him, but Michal pretended that David was sick in bed. They returned with instruction to take him anyway, only to find the image. Michal alleged that David had, in the meantime, threatened her life, and so she had no alternative but to let him go. Meanwhile, David fled to Samuel for comfort and instruction. They left the prophet's home of Ramah and went to the school of the prophets at Noeth. But there was no peace for David there. When Saul learned of his whereabouts, he sent messengers to take David. But the Spirit of God stopped them, and they began prophesying. 3 times this happened to Saul's men, as God intervened to protect David. Then Saul went himself, and the same thing happened to him as happened to the servants. Yahweh would not allow Saul to kill David. Comfort from Jonathan, 1 Samuel chapter 20. David returned to Gibeah and sought out Jonathan. He was amazed that Saul was so angry with him. "What have I done? What is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life?" Jonathan could not believe that his father would break his word and plan David's death. David was not convinced. "There is but a step between me and death." How could they find out Saul's attitude to David? David suggested that they test Saul's attitude. David would not attend the feast of the new moon with the excuse of attending a family feast in Bethlehem. Jonathan would assess his father's response to David's absence and let David know by the way he would shoot arrows in the field. Jonathan knew that David would be king, and all he wanted was that David would continue to be kind to him and his children. On this basis, they made a covenant between themselves. The test of Saul's attitudes went into operation. On the first day, Saul assumed David was unclean. On the second day, Saul asked Jonathan why David wasn't there. Saul told Jonathan, "Send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die." Saul became so angry that he cast a javelin at his son. Jonathan left, burning with fierce anger. The following morning, Jonathan followed the arranged sign. He shot the arrows long, and David knew it was the signal to flee. Full of grief, the two friends parted, confirming the covenant they had made between themselves with God as their witness. David was now in exile, fleeing from the hatred of the king. Only once again did David and Jonathan briefly meet when he sought to strengthen David as he fled from the army of Saul. Basic Bible teaching. Faith is tested in times of trial. In this period of David's life, he faced great trials, but this was all in the knowledge and purpose of God. Why do people need such a severe testing of their faith? God could have created men as robots to do his will. However, that would not have satisfied God's character or brought him any honor. Instead, he gave us free will, so that we can choose to serve and obey him. Such service is based on love, and that is what God wants above all else. Our love as a response to his goodness. God provides opportunities for us to demonstrate our faith and love. Character is developed when we are faced with situations which require us to choose right from wrong. God allows those circumstances, and making the right choice glorifies God. The wrong choice is sin. So life is a refining process that purges out our bad characteristics and brings out the image of Christ in characters that are being prepared for immortality. God uses different circumstances to develop the characters of his people. David, the shepherd boy, was being prepared for the highest honor as the king of Israel. Even Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. No one can enter the kingdom without trials. We must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. Summary. Jonathan loved David for his godliness and was content that it was God's will that David should be king after Saul. Saul initially loved David, but became jealous of his popularity, and jealousy soon turned to hatred, and hatred to attempted murder. Jonathan remained true to David and was distressed that David had to flee from Saul's presence to save his life.